We're going to talk about being a great leader. Be a great leader. Tell your neighbor, be a great leader. Now, I guess I got to talk this way. Be a great leader. Tell them you got it in you. It just needs to come out. Amen? Be a great leader. Now, this is, I was praying last night, and I was asking God, what do you want me to talk about? And it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. You got to understand something. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of his blessings. I'm not worthy to preach. I am not worthy of his presence. But God still blesses, and God still shows up. And it still amazes me, time and time after 13, 14 years, it still amazes me how God works in my life. And as I see you guys, I've been keeping an eye on you guys here and there, and I see what God is doing in your guys' life, and it's amazing. I thank God for it. I see you guys. I see how you guys are telling people about the church, how you guys are just inviting people. Now, they might not come, and that's fine, because a lot of times they're scared too, and it's fine. We just keep on praying and keep on inviting them, you know, and keep on talking about how amazing God is in your life. And as you begin to walk it, they will see what he's doing. They will see that. Just keep on doing it. You might not be perfect, but just keep on. Just keep on and watch how God blesses you. So be a great leader. Now, the Bible talks about, we're going to go to a couple verses here. If you want to go ahead, we're going to be on Matthew chapter 20. Verse 28. But the Bible talks about how David, King David, was a good leader. Acts 13:36, it says, "Now when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep. He was buried with the ancestors, and his body decayed." It's just a quick verse. But the Bible talks about, now this is going to, I got a twist to this, okay? The Bible talks about how David, okay, he was a great leader. Now, where did David come from? We talked a little bit about King David, and he was a shepherd boy. He was, you know, and then he went and beat up Goliath, right? We talked about that. And so as God was preparing him, he became a great leader. He became a great king. And he's set to be one of the greatest kings, or the greatest kings in the land, right? To us, to me, I think he was that. And so when that happened, now the Bible says, like I just said, that he served God's purpose. He served God's purpose. See, most people want to be served, but not many want to serve. Say it again. Most people want to be served, but not many want to serve. My wife used to be a waitress, and before, you know, okay, I was a real jerk. Okay, back then, I was a real jerk. So before, when waitresses came or waiters and stuff like that, you know, I was kind of a jerk, you know, didn't really leave a tip, or, you know, and just have them do all kind, you know. And so I was a jerk, okay? After I got saved, and then my wife started working as a waitress, I saw how tough of a job that is, okay? It really is. I mean, you have to be humble enough to serve people with a smile, even though they're being mean to you, even though they're telling you, get me this right now, or I need this, or this is cooked wrong, but I didn't make it, you know? But that's how it is, though. They tell you off. They're like, this is wrong. I told you I didn't want it this way. you could have done everything right and the cook messed up or somebody messed up in the back, but you're getting blamed for it. See, that's it's hard. And so now what I do is, because sometimes my wife was doing that, and sometimes I'd go pick her up and I couldn't be in there because if they were mean, man, I wanted to slap somebody silly, you know? And so I learned. I learned how hard, how difficult. And now, whenever we go to restaurants, I leave a big tip. A huge tip. I do. I really do. That's why I don't go out that much. I'd be broke. But when I do, I do. I leave a big tip. And sometimes I go in there and they look at me, you know, they look at me like, sometimes like, this person's going to give me bigger tip, but not me, you know, because I look the way I look sometimes. And so, and I've had that bad service too, where they serve that person real good because they look, you know, very proper and very rich, whatever it is. And I guess I look very poor and very improper. And I've had that, and I still leave a tip. I still leave a big tip. And sometimes I like to give, like, a card or one of our flyers or something, and I'll leave it there with a tip, you know, and or a God bless you or something. So most people want to serve, but not many want to serve. Most people want to be served. You want to be a great leader, then you have to be a great servant. That's the key. If you want to be a great leader, you have to be a great servant. The Bible says that David served his purpose. He served God. He served his people. Amen? Let's go to Matthew 20, verse 28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. So the Bible says that Jesus Christ didn't come to be served, but to serve his life for many. Now that's interesting because here is our God. He's great. He created everything. He created you. He created us. He created every little thing. He's ruler above all. And yet he came to serve. He didn't have to leave his throne. Jesus didn't have to be part of this earth. If he really didn't want to, he didn't have to. But yet he came and served us. Let's go to Philippians 2, 3. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. And we're going to be in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 through 8. See, I wish politicians and men in power, women in power, I hope and I pray that they listen to this message because they've kind of forgot. A lot of our politicians kind of forgot why they're in office. They're there to serve the people, right? Philippians 2, verse 3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking for your own interests, but each of you to the interest of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Jesus came to us and he humbled himself to be a servant. That is the prime and true example of a leader. Now, if you see this picture, the first one on the top, he's like the boss. He's telling them, go, go, go. Do this, do that. But the second one is right in front, leading the way. That's what Jesus did. Now, he gave us his commandments, he gave us his word, but yet he humbled himself, came up from his high place, came down to our low place, and he became the leader. He said, follow me. Right? What did he tell his disciples? Follow me. Let's do this. He walked right with them. I'm pretty sure if Jesus wanted to, he could have floated. Right? From city to city, you know, he could have floated. I mean, come on. He's got all the angels. He created everything. He created gravity. Okay? I mean, he walked on water. So I'm pretty sure he could have just sat on a cloud and drove it and say, come on, disciples. But no, he humbled himself. He walked with them from city to city. He showed them exactly what to do. He didn't just tell you, but he came from his high place and he showed you. That is being a great leader. He is the true example of how to be a great leader. See, those that are in great power can sometimes get this self-righteous mindset and feel like you gotta serve them. They have this thing like the big CEOs or the managers, sometimes, let's be honest, the pastors, the law enforcement, right? I've been watching a lot of videos that policemen brutality, like they've beaten up people or they do all these things, and see them everywhere. People post them on Facebook. They have this mindset that I am the law, instead of having the mindset of a servant, humbling themselves to say, I'm here to serve you. What was their motto? Protect and serve. Now, I'm pretty sure you've worked with some bosses that are like, do this, do that, do this, do that. Start yelling at you or, you know, I can't take those bosses. I can't take no yelling. I could take a mean boss, but I cannot do the yelling. I've walked out of jobs because I'm like, I can't do this. I can't do this, you know. You cannot yell at me. I will leave my Christianity real quick for a second, okay, and get ghetto. I know my limits, okay? Now, people can cuss me out, they can flip me off, whatever. It doesn't bother me. But don't get in my face yelling at me, because it's not going to be good. I'm just being real, right? And so I've walked out of jobs because of that, because I know my limits. So Jesus humbled himself and became a servant of all. That's our prime example. Watch, go to me. Go with me, not go to me. Go with me to John chapter 13. We're going to read that. John chapter 13, verse 1 through 17. I'm going to give you a real example. You guys there? Say amen. John chapter 13, verse 1. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into the basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that he wrapped around him. Now, I want you to picture this, okay? Is that he knew that the time was coming. He knew he was eating with his disciples. They were having dinner, and he knew that the time was coming that he was almost going to be crucified for the whole world. He was going to return back to his kingdom. And so he's sitting there, and it says that Judas, he already knew that Judas had left the table. He had went to betray him, to give the king, you know, to receive money from them and to point Jesus out. Okay, so Jesus knew this. What he did, he got up out of his meal and took out some of his clothes, right? And he wrapped a towel around him, and he began to wash his disciples' feet. Understand something. Okay, we just talked about how they walked everywhere. Okay? They didn't have shoes back then. They had sandals. So you could imagine how dirty their feet were. Disgusting. Okay? They would walk for miles and miles and miles. And a lot of times, they weren't that many. It's not like they would get to a house and they would have showers, right? It wasn't like that. You would take showers in the lakes and rivers and stuff like that. So if you were going on a far trip, you're going to be dirty for a long time. But Jesus humbled himself, and he began to wash their feet. Watch this. Verse 6. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." Then, "Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Okay, this is what is happening. He comes to Peter, and Peter said, "No, God, that's a dirty job. That's a job of a slave. That's not, no, God, I'm too dirty. You are my Lord. No, I can't have you do this." Now, Jesus said, you know, "You do not understand what I'm doing. But if you do not let me do this, then you have no part of me." Okay? So what did he say? "Well, okay, then wash my hands, wash my head, everything, God, everything. I want all of you," right? He's like, "Take me a bath, Jesus." Verse 10, Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you. For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean." So he's talking about Judas that wasn't clean. He had a dirty heart. That's what he's talking about, not being clean. Verse 12. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you not understand? Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You called me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." That's amazing. So he said, no servant is greater than his master. He said, "I've set for you an example." Now, don't get this twisted, okay? I'm not saying we need to get up and wash everybody's feet right now, okay? That's not the example. The example is to serve. The example is to serve. If you want to be a great leader, wherever you are, in your family, in your job, everywhere, you must have a heart of a servant. You must have a heart of compassion. You must have a humbleness to yourself. Now, he showed us exactly. Now get this. When I started my ministry, little by little, God began to humble me more and more. I thought, yeah, I'm going to be great. I'm going to do whatever. But God began to humble me more and more and more. In order for me to be great, in order for me to do great things, I must humble myself and become a servant to God, a servant to others, a servant to the community, a servant wherever I need to be. Whatever God calls me to do, I need to do that. Now, if you've ever gone to different churches, and if you've gone to some bad churches, you know, some good churches, whatever, then you know the difference. You know the difference. And I've been through bad churches, and it didn't stop me from God, but God was showing me not to do that. Because they used to call me out and said, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, you have to do this. And they would tell me exactly everything and what, and they wanted to treat me like a slave. But yet I never saw them leading by example. They always wanted to be served. They always said, oh, I'm great, I'm the pastor, I'm doing this, but you have to do this for me. And, you know, no, that's not so. You lead by example. Now, you have those type of leaders, the leaders that are up there instead of down there. Everywhere. Everywhere. In your jobs and everywhere. They're everywhere. Those that are humble enough to serve, God will bless them. Let me say this. Yesterday, we moved. We were moving yesterday. And you really... If you've ever moved, you know that people kind of, I got stuff to do, right? If you ever moved, you know that people always kind of like, you know what? I'll see you next weekend, right? And I've helped a lot of people move, and I've had a few people help me move. And so yesterday, we were moving, and some people made it, some people didn't. But I'm going to tell you, Jesse, TJ, thank you guys. That is the heart of a servant, because they helped me move. They actually went and got dirty. They were willing. I didn't pay them anything. I got them pizza, you know, but I didn't pay them anything. They did it out of their own goodness and heart. And when you do things like that, when you humble yourself, to do things like that, God blesses you. You must be a servant first before you become a great leader, because you must have the compassion and the heart to do that. Now, everything that I ask you guys to do, I'm willing to do it myself. I'm not one to say, do this and do that, and I'm not willing to do it. I'm going to give you an example of how my life is. I work about 50 hours a week. On Fridays, that's the first thing I do is give my tithes. I make pretty good money. I am blessed, and I give a lot of money to the church. Now, most pastors out there, like I said, would just like, I want to, you give me money. I'm not asking you to do anything that I don't do. I give my all. Now, after that, on Saturdays, I wish I could spend a lot more time with each and one of you guys. I really do. And don't think I don't, but I really do. But anytime, I'm always praying for you guys. I'm praying for you guys through the week. I'm talking to God about you guys, and I'm so blessed and amazed by what God is doing in your life. Saturday nights. So 50 hours a week, Saturday nights, I come here and I set up. Me and my wife, we set up everything. Understand that. If I got things to do Saturday, like yesterday, we moved. And then that night, I came in here and I set up. I got home pretty close to about 9 o'clock. I stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning, because I was seeking God for the message. I was seeking God. I was praying. I was seeking him. What do you want me to talk about? In the morning, I get up real early because I got to go pick up people to get here. That's how I serve you guys. I said, God, I want to serve you. I want to give you my all. No excuses, no nothing, no matter how difficult it is in life, no matter what it is, because God, you served me first. You did not have to come to this earth. Any other leader, any other king would sit right on the throne and say, I'm not going down there. It's too dirty of a job. It's too messy of a job. But Jesus came down and he served us. He got dirty for us. So, you want to be a great leader in your life, whether it's a husband, a spouse, or whatever, your children, you know, serve them. Now, next week is going to be Valentine's and all that, right? You know, I know a lot of people are like, yeah, I want to receive, but I don't want to give. That's the same thing. Serve. Be humble enough to serve. Be humble enough to serve in your community, whatever it is, whatever act of kindness, whatever act you're doing in your job, when you do your job, do it great by serving your job. Do it with a good attitude. Don't complain about it. And watch how people are going to bless you. Watch how they're going to see the God in you. Because Jesus, of all people, he could have complained, right? Ah, I'm coming down to this earth and it's all dirty and these people are all sinful and, No, he didn't. He came with a humble heart. He came down. He stooped to our level. He stooped to my level. He was right there with all the people that cussed greatly, you know. He was right there with all the drunkards, with all the everything. He was right there with all the partiers. He was right there. He came down to our level. Now understand, this is a holy God that came down to our level. That's the sign of a great leader. He didn't complain. He came down and he did it. And so when you do that with your family, with your, you know, whatever you do in life, give it your all. And know that you're doing it not for the people, but that you're doing it for God and God's glory. That you say, God, I'm getting up this morning. I'm doing your work. Whatever it is, I'm going to do it. Whether I have to walk a million miles, whatever it is, I'm going to do it. When I was 16 going on 17, I was going to have my first daughter, and I would walk. I didn't have a car. I would walk every morning to go look for a job. I would walk. I would get up. I would go to work. I started at Pizza Hut. From the projects, I would walk all the way to Pizza Hut. I got a job there. And I was faithful. I said, I'm working. I took as many hours as I could. And then I saved up, I got a car, then I got a better job. Saved up, got a car, went to Phoenix, started doing construction at age 17. But we must be an example, we must humble ourselves. Just like Jesus did, just like he was washing his disciples' feet, he humbled himself. He stooped down to their level and said, I am here to serve you. I am here to serve you. Even up to the cross. He served us. He was a servant. That's how you become a great leader. If you have that heart for your husband, your wife, your spouse, your job, you will prosper. And sometimes they're not gonna really give you the props that you deserve. Sometimes it's not gonna happen. But God sees it, God knows it. And he's going to bless you. Understand that. Now, when Jesus was dying on the cross for us, when he was going up to the cross, when he had a cross carried around, what did they do? They spat on him. They hit him. They cussed him out. And yet he was still doing it for those same people. He is the greatest king, the greatest leader, the greatest of all time, Jesus Christ. That's our example. He served us. That's how he was a great leader. You want to be great? You want to be great in life? Then serve. Have a servant's heart. Serve wherever God tells you to serve. Serve God, first of all. I'm not asking you to serve me. I'm not asking you to do these things. If God puts it in your heart, then you do that. You do that because God will bless you. But serve God. Ask him. Seek him. You want to be great? You want to have a great, successful business? That is the key right there. That is the key. When you can stoop down to people's level and serve. When you can humble yourself and serve, that's when greatness comes out of you. Amen? But Jesus got dirty. Same as TJ and Jesse. Jesus is out here. But they got dirty. They were willing. They got up. They did it. You know, they served. They didn't have to. They could have. That's a weekend, you know. I know. It's not fun. It's not fun to move. It was fun. We made it fun. We're like all-stars, man. We got it done in like a couple hours, man. It was amazing. We had all kinds of energy. I think Jesus gave us that Jesus juice. Now, that's some real powerful stuff right there. It was love. It was love. We did it. You know, we humbled ourselves. I didn't tell them nothing. You know, they were moving stuff. You know? And they saw how you know, at times they were taking breaks and I was taking like two couches on my shoulders. I'm just kidding. No, they weren't taking breaks. I was saying. They were being servants. You know? They were being servants. That's some true love right there, because like I said, you know, when you're moving, people will flee out. They're nowhere to be found. And then next weekend, they'll be like, oh, man, I was going to help you move, dude. Was that weekend? Oh, I forgot. I thought it was this weekend. Dude, you should have called me. I did call you. Oh, I didn't get your message, man. My phone's acting up. That's how it is, though, sometimes, right? But to be a great leader, you must lead by example. Now, if some people at your job would listen to this, if some people, you know, in of great power would listen to this, the world would be a better place, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? If they led by example. I used to be a supervisor at a Walmart distribution, and it was through a temp service, but they made me the supervisor of the temp service, and I wouldn't just sit in the office. I had the chance to just sit in the office with the AC while everybody was out there, you know, throwing boxes around in the line or in the trailers, you know. Unloading the trailers, I would go over there and I would help them. I would help them. Now think about that. Don't you have more respect for somebody that does that? As a supervisor, as a leader, as somebody? Yeah. Yeah, because they're not over there all like, you need to do this. No, they're over there helping you out. You want to be a great leader? Become like Jesus. Be a servant. Let him humble your heart. Let yourself serve whatever God wants you to serve. to his people. Be an example wherever you go. And that's the hard one, right? Be an example wherever you go. That's the hard one, especially in traffic. In Arizona, hot weather traffic sometimes. Just me, huh? I drive a lot, so people cut me off. Ah! Jesus, help him. Help him, Jesus. Help him. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. That's how you become a great leader. By serving. By being like Jesus. That's how you become a great leader. Amen? Let me tell you this. Great leaders serve because they are motivated by love and humility. Great leaders serve because they are motivated by love and humility. God put the compassion in my heart, not because I was willing to take the job or because I was like, I'm a great pastor. That wasn't my plan. Whenever I was growing up, I didn't say, one day I'm going to be a pastor. One day I'm going to work for God. I'm going to preach. That wasn't my plan. But God saw my heart. He saw what I was willing to do. Now understand, in the last church, when I first became a Christian, they cleaned out this, they had this big old shed, and they needed to clean it out, and all this, it was a mess, right? And they asked for volunteers. Nobody volunteered. Only me. And then they had this other guy that was doing community service, so he didn't really volunteer. He had to do it. He had no choice. But it was me and him. Now, the pastor didn't even show up or nothing, okay? And as we were, I said, you know, I'll do it. I'll do it. Whatever I have to do for you, God, I'll do it. That was my heart. And so I did it, and I worked hard. I did it, you know. And as we were moving stuff, the other guy, he was afraid of spiders and scorpions. So every little thing, he'd move. It's like, And then I would just grab the box. It's like, you know what? I got God. If they sting me, they're going to die. That's how it works. I don't know. So I did it, though. I did it faithfully. Wherever. I've gone to different churches, and I've helped them out. I've been a servant to different other churches and ministries whenever they needed help. And I know a lot of them will not, they will probably never help me. Probably. You know? But that's okay. I know some that will, and I know some that won't. But it's okay. Because I didn't do it to say, oh, I'm great. I did it because God showed me what he was doing in me. He was doing something within me. He was building me up, but he must first had to break me down to have a serving heart. Amen? So great leaders serve because they are motivated by love and humility. Now, these are some key facts. If you ever want to start a business, if you ever want to be successful, if you ever want to do whatever you want to accomplish in your life, this is the key. This is the key. Every great business, you know how Walmart started? The main old guy, okay, I'll call him old, sorry, if they're listening, okay? But the main guy that started it, he started it as a little shop, you know, this little store. And guess what he did? Even until his old age, before he passed away, he would always go and greet everybody. He would always talk to every worker that he had. Now, at that time, they were small, but then it became bigger and bigger and bigger, and he would still make a point to go around and talk to everybody and ask them how they were doing. Now, some of the other supervisors never did that, but he did that. He did that. So to be great, you must humble yourself. You must serve the people. Jesus served us. He served the people. We must have a serving heart. To have a great relationship, you must learn to serve each other. So I'm going to ask you guys a couple questions. Bow your heads, close your eyes. Jesus humbled himself and was willing to get dirty for us. He was willing to serve us. He was willing to come down from his high place to our low place to be a servant above all. He was the king, but he became a servant for us. For you, for me, he served all the way to the cross. Faithfully, he served you. You want to be great? Then serve. How? I ask you this. How are you being a servant? How? Ask yourself that question. God, am I being a servant? Do I have the servant's heart? I want to be great for you, Lord, then serve. I want to do great things for you, God, then God is saying serve. Be a servant. Be like me. Serve. What services have you done to bless others? What services have you done to bless God's heart? That little act of kindness can go a long way when you serve somebody. They will see it in you. They will see something different in you, and that is Jesus Christ. You want people to come to church? You must have a servant's heart. Amen. So God is asking you, do you want to be great? Then serve like I did. Serve like Jesus did. That's what he's saying. Be a servant.